An attempt by Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita to have the commission sue her colleague Kevin White failed today in an evenly divided vote. The commission voted 3-3 against Ferlita's motion to bring a suit against White to compel him to pay part of the fees owed because of a sexual harassment verdict.
Between the county's attorney's fee from Saudi, the amount to be paid to the plaintiff is $474,633 that have been currently paid, and there are still $7,000 plus from the appellate counsel and almost $9,000 still not paid but invoiced from Claire Saudi. So we have spent just an incredible amount of money to try to get this behind us and separate our concerns from those of Mr. White.
Ferlita has repeatedly attempted to get Commissioner White to say how much he's going to pay, but she's not gotten a response to her satisfaction.
As we all know, we've been dealing with this White, Ogden, Hillsborough County issue for way too long. I'm hopeful that perhaps we can find some closure today. Mr. White, to you first. In my recollection, I believe that I've asked this question of you three times during our deliberations and our discussions. So again, as a courtesy today, before I make my comments, I would like to ask the same again. At this point, can we, or more importantly, the citizens we represent, look to some new expectation that perhaps you as a co-defendant in this case will act as a co-payer with regards to judgment turned settlement in the Ogden case?
Alyssa Ogden is the former aide to White who sued the commissioner and the county for sexual harassment. She won the case, and the judge ordered that both Hillsborough County and Commissioner White were liable for damages and fees. But White has declined several requests by the commission to commit to how much he will pay.
Well, I believe my attorney has sent the county attorney a letter in response to that, and there are still open and pending litigation in regards to an insurance policy that we were not made aware of, that the county administrator nor the county attorney made my attorney aware of, even though it was asked about in the mediation. So at this point in time, nothing until that's resolved.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner proposed a substitute motion to give White more time to respond to the question of how much he'll pay.
I believe that we need to give him the opportunity to say, no, he's not going to participate, or come back and say, you know, we're not going to make any type of contribution before we decide that we are going to spend additional taxpayers' dollars to litigate this particular case. I think it's unfair to Commissioner White. I think it's unfair to the taxpayers out there. And I would make a substitute motion that we table this conversation until we have heard back from the insurance company about what they will pay or not pay. And I want a definite answer from Commissioner White if he's going to participate or not before we decide we're going to litigate.
But that motion also failed 3-3, meaning the commission would be considering Ferlita's original motion. County Attorney Renee Lee was asked how it would be determined how much White would pay versus how much the county had to pay.
You may either do a mediation and make an agreement, or you can sue him for half of it or 100% of it. We're both 100% liable for the obligation, for the judgment. And so we can either try to recover 100% of that, 50% of that. It's negotiable. The courts leave it between the parties to decide that.
White said that one reason he hasn't said how much he can pay is that he doesn't know the legal limit of his financial exposure. He asked the county attorney and county administrator if the commission had ever sued a commissioner, but they did not know of any examples.
When the judge came up and said the joint and several liability, when he said Kevin White cannot be separated from the county, the reason that he said that in so many instances during the week trial was because of this that I have in my hand. This is a draft policy that the county attorney just passed out on a sexual harassment policy, which was not in place. And they said, that's why we cannot separate you from the county, because the county did not have proper policies and procedures in place to protect you.